Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Samantha Riley is a speaker, international business growth coach, number one best-selling author, co-founder of the Global Thought Leaders Network, and has 25 years personal experience in building and growing businesses. She made her first million in her first business in her 20s and has built several successful businesses over the decades. Today, she helps thought leaders with their authority positioning and building their profiles so they get increased exposure. Igniters, enjoy. Hi, Samantha. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hey, Leanne. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to dive in deep with you today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really excited to get to hear your story. So shall we get started?
Let's do it.
Excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Yeah, okay. So I live on the Northern Beaches in Sydney, which, and I love to travel and I've been to lots of beautiful places, but I still think this is the most beautiful part of the world. I'm very blessed and grateful to live here. Business-wise, I work with thought leaders and service-based professional business owners, and I help them to position themselves as the expert, help them to build their profile and to get more exposure to grow their business. So, yeah, that's a little bit about what I'm doing.
Yeah, I love it. So what's your story? Where have you been to get you up to this point?
Oh, wow. So I had a little bit of a different start to life to most people, I guess, or when I say life, adult life, because I actually met my then husband at 16 and we got married at 17. And by the time I was 18, I had two children. And we started our first business only like a few months after that. So I've been in business for a really long time. A lot of that was in the dance industry. So we owned some retail stores that were in dancewear and owned a dance studio for 18 years and then made the crossover into personal training and health and wellness. You know, started in the coaching world and moved into business coaching. So business has been a large part of my life. I would say it's almost been all my life for all that time. That's sort of where I've been. And yeah.
So what actually started you looking at having your own business rather than going into some sort of job?
Oh, that's such a good question. So at the time, when I was 18, I was actually working in corporate and my family was blue collar. And I'd never really, I thought business owners were like really rich people. I didn't think that anyone could, like just anyone could own a business, right? I was brought up in a household where we were taught that the bosses were always greedy and the bosses treated their staff in a bad way because they earned so much more money and things were great for them. So, it wasn't really an idea, but I was in this corporate job that I was super lucky. I thought I'd made it. I was working in the government and my parents were like, oh, wow, she's working in the government. This is great. And I was in there and I did love my job. I was in a large office and I love people. So I love that aspect of it. But I was also the youngest person by a lot. Like most of the people that I was working with were, you know, in their 40s to 60s and they'd been in that government department for their whole life. And one day I was just sitting there and went, wow, no one's smiling. Like seriously, no one in the whole department was smiling. And I thought, wow, do I want to be that person in a few years? Because, you know, I would walk around the office and say hello to everyone. And everyone's like, wow, we love having you in the office. You're so full of life. And I just had this thought and went, how long can I be this full of life in this environment? So that's where the idea of starting a business came from.
Yeah, it's amazing how we're brought up, isn't it? How that affects our beliefs about things and like about money and about what business is, all those sort of stuff.
Oh, wow. I'm still clearing stuff weekly. I think I'll be doing personal development till the day I die.
It's important, isn't it, though? Because when we become aware of all these things, that we have got our beliefs based on what, how we were brought up and that. Wow, you know, I can actually change those beliefs, and there are different views of, you know, what the world is really like.
And I love what you said there. It's about the awareness. It's not about being caught up in the story of this is the way it has to be. Sure, I was brought up in that way, and now I'm aware of it. I don't have to believe that story is true anymore. It's like, well, that was part of the story, but I can change it. So I think awareness is key.
Yeah, certainly is. Now, you had a couple of tipping points for change. So would you say that they were, one, when you left that job to go into business, and then when you changed your the type of business you were doing?
Okay, so there was, if we're thinking about tipping points, there's probably three tipping points. That very first one was definitely going into business was a huge tipping point for me, because that has now been my whole adult life. And business, I'm such a business nerd. I love it. Like, even just last night, I watched a documentary on three Australian startups, and I was just like, I can't wait to watch it again today. Like, I really love it. So that was definitely the first tipping point. The second tipping point for me was actually when my marriage just fell apart. I'd been married for 20 years. I'd been married my whole adult life. I'd gone from being a 17-year-old child, really, and living at home to being married. I'd never had any exploration, adventure, you know, single life outside of a marriage. So at 37 to be single, that was a massive tipping point for me, and a very dark time in my life, which probably it's exactly what has brought me to this point now. And then the third tipping point was actually moving from the health and wellness space, because even though I'd been in dance for such a long time, health and wellness is quite, you know, synergistic with health and wellness. So taking that move from there into business coaching was probably my third tipping point.
Yeah. So do you think you had like lightning bolts that made you, you know, sort of put the change into your life? Or do you think they're more like slow rumbles that come up and then that's it, I've got to do something now?
That's such a cool question. I would actually say it's both. I think that there's certain times where I can pinpoint that's the exact time when I had an aha moment, or the exact time where I went, oh my goodness, it's not meant to be like this, or I didn't realize that. But in saying that it was like lots of lightning bolts in the middle of a slow rumble. So it's just been like this constant phase of change that's sort of slowly rumbling under the surface, but it's those lightning bolts that give you a massive change of focus, which is what needs to happen, you know, for you to go down a new path.
Yeah. I often find that a lot of people think, okay, it was a lightning bolt, but if they think about it, it was that bit of rumbling, and they could start to see things happening, and then it would lead to a point where you go, yeah, aha.
Yeah, right, because the lightning bolt doesn't come out of just nowhere. There's something that's already got you thinking, whether it's keeping you awake at night or something that's just come into your awareness, and that needs to happen, and you need to start brewing on that for that lightning bolt to happen.
Yeah. So what challenges have you had that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
that was a laugh of, oh, wow. So definitely it was at that time where I got divorced from my now ex-husband. That was the biggest change, I think, in my whole life. Even I've had three kids and I didn't even find that was a huge change. I know that it is for a lot of mums, but for me it was just like, I loved being a mum, and for me it was, I won't say easy, but it wasn't a massive challenge for me either. But suddenly being single after 20 years was a massive challenge. I went through a very dark, there was quite a few years where it was very, very dark, and you know, that all sorts of horrible thoughts going through my head and feeling like I was trapped in this life. You know, this, you know, a lot of people I'm sure that are listening to this, you know, they're in your world, so they totally understand what, you know, professional development and we can change our thoughts and we can change our actions and, you know, we're in control of that. But the funny thing is when you're in this really dark space, it's like that's not even existing. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it felt like all of those thoughts of being able to control my life were gone. It was like they didn't even exist. So that was definitely a throwing in the towel point, not even of just, you know, wanting to throw in the towel on my business, because that was really hard when I was in that really, really dark place. But almost, you know, there was a couple of times where I was even like, I want to throw in the towel on life. I just can't do this anymore. I'm certainly not there. I'm certainly at the complete opposite end of the scale now. But at that time, it was not a nice place to be.
Yeah. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Do you have a big vision, or was it out of necessity at first, then you had the vision?
Yeah. So if we're talking about, you know, slow rumbles or lightning bolt moments, there was this lightning bolt moment in that got me out of this place. And it was someone asked me, actually, let's take it back a little bit further. Logically, in my head, I knew that it all came down to purpose. You know, people would say, what makes you get out of bed in the morning? And I'm thinking, oh my God, if I didn't have to get out of bed, that would be the best thing ever. Like, I was in that place. And, you know, I was 40 years old thinking, shivers, I don't even know my purpose. And I actually started turning into this downward spiral of me telling myself, oh my goodness, Sam, you're such an idiot. You don't even know your purpose. How can you be a 40-year-old woman and not have this figured out? And someone asked me, don't worry about purpose, but what's your legacy? Seriously, if you were at your own funeral as a fly on the wall and you could hear the other people saying what you'd accomplished in your life, what would that be? And it was at that moment, and I can still remember it with absolute clarity, who was sitting there, who was at the table, where I was sitting, the color of the table. It's that clear in my mind, that moment, and that was when everything changed. Because all of a sudden, it wasn't about me anymore. It was about something that was outside of me. The intention was not on what do I have to do, what can I do? The intention then became, I'm here for a reason. What can I do for other people? What am I here to do? What is my legacy? And that was such a huge change in my life.
Yeah, that's a powerful question, isn't it? Like, to, and I often use it with my clients to say, okay, if you're on your deathbed and you're looking back over your life, do you have regrets? What do you think you've done or achieved, or have you done the things that you wanted to do and left the things that you wanted to leave? Those type of things. And they start going, oh my God, I don't think I'll have left anything. And that's when they sort of get that focus on, you know, what's their life really about?
Me, actually, picturing it coming out of people's mouths, people that I loved, people that I respected. I'm a very visual kinesthetic person. So being able to picture those people and having them say even meant more to me than even sort of thinking about, do I have regrets? It was like, wow, I've made an impact in their life. Mm. And that's just, for me, it had such a different feeling.
Yeah, I love that. So what about an ignition point? Have you had a point in time where things have just taken off for you, whether in business or in life?
Yeah, there's been lots of those. Definitely that an ignition point would be leaving my corporate job and going into business. So I actually started a part-time business while I was still in corporate because, you know, at 20 years old, I had a mortgage and two children. I couldn't just leave a corporate job. That would have just not been good for starting a business. So that was a little ignition point in deciding to do that. But at the point where I put my resignation in, I went, wow, I'm all in. That was a massive ignition point. And I think my second biggest ignition point is probably in the niche that I'm in now, in really niching down from just being, say, in inverted commas, a business coach, to actually really niching down and saying, yeah, no, I work with thought leaders. I work with professional business owners that have service-based businesses. You know, really honing that niche in and getting very clear on the people that I love to work with is a massive ignition point because it's took my business, you know, to where it is now.
Yeah, no, I love that. Mm. What new possibilities have opened up to you since you've had your business?
Oh, wow. See, I've been in business 25 years, so lots and lots of possibilities. I mean, back in the early days, the fact that, and don't get me wrong, as a business owner, you work a lot of hours, but being able to work those hours around my children, being able to go and see their sports days, or, you know, people might absolutely hate it, but I used to love going to work in my school canteen because all my kids' friends would come up and you know, talk to me. And I love that, getting to know their friends. So being able to spend time in with them in their school, listening to reading or choreographing their school musicals or whatever it was. So being able to spend more time with them, but also being the hard worker that I am, when I was in corporate, I would work, you know, three times as hard as anyone else, but still get paid the same amount that they got. So being in business, having control on, okay, so I want to do this cool thing. What do we have to do in the business to make that happen? That was one of my business coaches actually said to me, so there was a story of Yoko Ono and John Lennon, and Yoko Ono apparently had gone to him and said, I want a swimming pool. I want to put a swimming pool in our house. And John Lennon turned around and said, okay, I'll go and write us a swimming pool, meaning that he will write a new song and that the funds will come in to buy the swimming pool. And being in business, that's the way that we always ran our business. So we would take our, you know, three children then overseas, probably for about, you know, 4 to 6 weeks a year. There's not a lot of people that can afford to do that and just, you know, pack up three kids and take them to the other side of the world for 4 to 6 weeks at a time. So, you know, taking them to, I don't know how many countries I've been to, they've been to a lot. You know, I loved as a mum is being able to go and experience those things with them. So that's probably the best possibility, was being able to spend more time with my loved ones and create amazing experiences with them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? That you can have that flexibility and you can work around it.
Yeah.
Different mindset to being in corporate, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's nothing like being in Disneyland with your 7-year-old and seeing it through their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, that's money can't buy stuff. Like, sure, the money bought the trip, but the look on his face and seeing him, you know, just wide-eyed, like, wow, where are we? This is magical, you know. That's something that I'll never forget. And I've already made a pact that when my children do have children, and I will be taking all of my grandchildren to Disneyland when they're 7, because I want to experience it again.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd love that, yeah.
Yeah. So
the next question I was going to ask is, what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Ah, so last year I actually launched a new business with someone I'd met in San Diego. So back in December 2016, I ran an event in Santa Monica, and it was a 2-day event for thought leaders, and we could only be there for 3 days because I had other things happening. It was in December. I was like, wow, that's a long way to go for 3 days. How can I get the biggest bang for my buck when I'm there, as in, how can I make sure that I've got the most opportunities? So what I did was hosted a VIP dinner with influencers that I'd met through social media, and I've invited them all into the room. There was 20 of them, and we had dinner, and the idea was to not only meet them but to introduce each other, you know, to see what happened. And it was an amazing evening, and lots of people did joint ventures, and we're all still in contact now. So one of the people that I met at that dinner, or had as a guest at that dinner, is now a business partner. We started chatting at that dinner. We came from a similar background, and we started to think, wow, how can we actually leverage this and turn it into something bigger? If we did, what does it look like? Took us quite a few months to come up with something. And last October, we launched the Global Thought Leaders Network, which is a network to connect people all around the world, to have support, to, you know, to give each other opportunities to grow their business. So for me, that is the most exciting thing, because, you know, we're looking forward to our very first annual conference back in Hawaii in October. We got a lot of media coverage. We were, got picked up by 400 media outlets around the world. So it's a very exciting, as we're thinking big, planning big, taking on, you know, this global business and seeing where it heads and meeting the most amazing people on along the way.
Oh, that is extremely exciting. I love it.
Yeah, think about how you want your business to look and then create a business around that.
Yep.
So that's what I did. I went, I love travel, I love business. What can I possibly build that incorporates those two things? So Global Thought Leaders Network totally ticks both of those boxes.
Oh, perfect, perfect. All right, let's have a change in pace and have the speed round.
Hey, let's do it.
All right, what's your favourite book?
Oh, look, I love reading, but I think my favourite book is The Four Agreements. That was actually a big game changer for me.
Yeah, I love that one. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Oh, my goodness. I've been so lucky to have so many who it would probably be the franchise owner of the my very first job was in a McDonald's store, and the man that owned, or the guy that owned the franchise, would let me sit on his desk. I was only 15 years old. He would let me sit on his desk and ask him questions. Poor guy, probably needed a pill to get over me because I asked him a lot of questions. But he actually loved it, and he helped me get my first job. And when I had my first business idea, I ran it past him. And not only did he give me the confidence to do it, but he helped me see the possibilities of what I could do differently to make my business to other people's. And a lot of what he taught me, I still reflect back on, you know, right
Wow.
now. Yeah.
Yeah. What about a daily ritual that works best for you?
Oh, apart from having a coffee just to get out of bed, that's probably the one that gets me going. It's actually to, before I start doing anything in the day, the first thing I do is sit at my desk and write a to-do list of the tasks that I absolutely must get done on this day and what I want to focus on. Because especially with social media or the phone ringing or whatever it is, it's very easy to get distracted. So, you know, having that list there, when you do get distracted, or if you get distracted, it's going back and going, I've got to get that done today. Yeah.
Yeah. What about a favorite food?
Besides all of them. Wow. Look, it depends on the mood, but I guess if there was one thing that I could probably live on, is raspberries. I actually love raspberries.
Nice, they go with lots of stuff.
Yeah, had them for breakfast.
Do you like the country or the city?
Yeah, I'm a city girl. I love living in the city, but I love to go to the country to recharge. Definitely need the country to recharge so I can come back to the city. That's where I get my energy from. Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you had to, what sort of advice could you give somebody to help them make change in their life?
Oh, I think that the very first thing you need to do is have a really big vision of what you want it to look like. You know, we touched on it earlier. Where do we want to end up? Because if you don't know where you want to end up, you'll end up anywhere. It's like getting into a car without a roadmap, going, oh, let's go on holidays, not even having any idea and just driving in circles. But the second thing is to understand that once you've got that big vision, don't let it get on top of you. Don't think that you need to have the whole thing achieved by tomorrow. You only need to know what the next step is. That's it, just the next step. So don't be overwhelmed by your big vision. Be excited by your big vision and just take the next step.
Yeah, oh, I love that. Love it. All right, last question.
Yo!
If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I wouldn't do anything differently because I believe that everything that's happened in my life, even the dark times, have brought me to where I am now. They've helped me to be able to help other people because I've experienced these things. Probably the only thing that I would go back and tell myself is, you know, like, have your own back. Stop with that crap talk in your head. You wouldn't speak to anyone else like that. So stop talking to yourself like that. You know, and that's what I tell myself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool because the negative self-talk, I think everyone's experienced that. And
Yeah.
if we could just stop that and stop beating up on ourselves, it'd make a huge difference to our lives.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Massive. You would never, ever talk to someone else the
No.
way you'd speak to yourself sometimes.
Definitely not. All right. Well, thanks so much for your valuable time today, Sam. If you'd like to give us the best place to contact you, we can end it there.
Yeah, sure. You can. Well, actually, what I'd love to do is. I believe that business for me has been the biggest catalyst for being able to create this life that I love. So, if there's anyone that's listening that either wants to get into business and don't know where to start, or is in business and is, you know, really confused about something or wants to take their business to the next level, I'd love to jump on a call and just help you through that. So, just head to samanthariley.com.au/apply, and I would love to just jump on a call and help you out.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Leanne. It's been a pleasure.
Well, Igniters, Sam Riley has had a varied life with challenges that have helped her get where she is today, working with thought leaders. I love how she calls herself a business nerd. Also, that having a big vision is essential so you know where you want to end up so that you can take the next step towards that vision. To contact Sam, go to samanthariley.com.au. To learn how to live an adventurous life, contact me on Leanne at masteryourmountain.net.au. Or if you're a woman looking for a way to add adventure to your life, go to my Facebook group, Adventure School for Women.